The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
All right, cool. Yeah, you know what? Let's just go with that. I think that's a good. Our theme song's going to cut real nice into that transition right there. Mm. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. There are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there. And I can't think of another reference. Anybody got it? Anybody got any one reference? No?
I got nothing.
Yeah, all right, cool. Well, this is going to be one of them episodes, episode 31, baby. I am your host, Anthony Fuentes. And with me, of course, is James Brizuela.
I still got nothing.
Yeah, no, he's just same, dude.
I got nothing.
And Sleepy Time Alex Cordova, who is almost nearing bedtime.
Yes. You don't get a yeah, you get a yes.
We just get a very happy very yes.
Proper, a very proper yes.
A proper yes. Nice, nice. Oh, my gosh. Anyways, we got some quick bits that we got to go through. I haven't done these in a bit. Let me take a little run at this. So now somebody's going to talk some shit about Nintendo up top. Mm-hmm. So let's see it. All right. GTA modders have finally been able to port GTA 5 to the Nintendo Switch. And it runs bad. It runs real bad. Even on hacked systems with higher specs unlocked, Nintendo's platform appears unable to handle the 2013 juggernaut. It was pretty big for the systems it was on, which are much weaker than the Switch, so that's interesting. Comedy Central has ordered 10 episodes of the Sega classic video game Golden Axe. Way to go, Comedy Central. You guys are trying to be relevant. All right.
Wait. Did you just say a PS4 is weaker than a Switch?
GTA 5 was originally on the PS3 and Xbox 360, wasn't it?
Yeah, but okay. So the Switch is more powerful than a PS3.
Yeah, and an Xbox 360.
What the hell?
Uh huh.
I'm gonna need to look those specs up.
I'm pretty sure it is. I mean, the PS3 is kind of complicated to develop for, anyway. So you know. Anyways.
All right, whatever. I'm sorry. I just.
Yeah, a PS4, I'm like, no, it's an older game than that. Anyways, Nintendo turned down a Fortnite collab for Metroid as it didn't want Samus to be featured on other platforms. Mm-hmm. That would be very Nintendo negative this fucking run.
Cowards.
Mm-hmm. I only got two more, so we'll just run through the whole bits. Take-Two has laid off over 550 employees and canceled multiple projects, just as it acquired Gearbox and is experiencing dev issues with good old Grand Theft Auto 6. Good business. And lastly, TikTok is in turmoil and the U.S. government might, with of course the U.S. government, but it might be saved by former Activision CEO Bobby Kotick, who is looking to purchase the social media platform. And not 100% gaming related, but we really wanted to emphasize, you know, get Kotick back in there. It's always fun.
You wanted to.
Yeah, I definitely did. I wanted to.
I wanted this to happen too.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I had sex with Katie too.
Correction. I had sex with Katie too.
Oh, man. Oh, all right. Anyways, what you guys think? Go for the quick bits.
As soon as I saw the GTA thing, I started laughing because I was like, who the fuck thought the Switch would be able to handle that game? Even though it's, 12 years old now? Or almost 12 years old, right?
Almost, I think. Yeah, 2013, so it's about 11 years old.
Yeah.
Mm hmm.
Comedy Central, way to get on the video game adaptation stuff. Are they going to ruin Golden Axe? Probably.
At least they got Spartacus to voice the main guy, the barbarian guy. Spartacus, Liam McIntyre. Yeah.
It's interesting.
I mean, you know, I don't know. It's Comedy Central, though. When was the last time Comedy Central made anything that funny, though?
Dude, have you watched, like, cable TV lately? It's bad.
No.
It's all reruns. It's like the same four commercials for the entire half hour. It's bad. I don't know. This seems like desperation move to me right here.
Probably. Yeah. It'd be funny if they make it like It's Always Sunny. but video game style for some reason.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know why.
That's real optimistic right there. That's
optimistic. Well, it popped into my head when I saw that. I'm like, watch them do like a total like 180, and it's not like mythological fucking, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just thinking like it's not going to be serious, but
if they did that though, if they went the like the, they just made it the real world but Golden Axe, I'd be fucking sold on that.
Yeah.
I'd watch the hell out of that. But they're not going to do that, so I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know. If it was on a like a different streaming platform, I might consider like it being good, but I don't know. Comedy Central's lost it, man.
Speaking of losing it on Nintendo,
Oh, what? You didn't get fucking Samus on Xbox or PS5? You weren't going to get it. Come on.
Hey. If Microsoft can put Master Chief and Marcus Fenix in that game and I can play it on my PS5, Nintendo is not better than them. Tell you that right now.
Did Sony have anybody in Fortnite also?
They got Kratos. They got Aloy from Horizon.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good then. Yeah, like, so Nintendo fucked up then. Shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're cowards.
No, yeah.
Oh, you can't play as Samus. Well, guess what, Nintendo? Fortnite runs like shit on the Switch anyways.
I mean, I think we're going to find out in our news story just how protective of their IPs they are. And, yeah, it's not against character. Yeah.
I got something that could be protected of right here, dude.
No, you don't, wow. Dude.
You really, really don't.
No.
Whatever.
Fuck you. And then, of course, more game layoffs. That's fun. I know more people in the industry now, and everybody's fucking, like, losing it. It's really bad.
Because, I think a couple months ago, a couple episodes ago, we are already saying that, like, at that point in first quarter of 2024, it's already past the entire year of 2023 layoff, something like that.
Episodes ago.
So, yeah, the fact it keeps on coming. Oof.
Yeah, and people are being pushed to, like, contract work and all this other weird shit. I'm like, damn. Like, it's ain't a fun time for any software, really, but games in particular, yeah. No more pandemic money. Mm-mm.
And yet the devs of Helldivers 2 are just raking in the dough, dude. Because want to know why? Because they made a good fucking game.
That's true. Mm-hmm. They made a very good game. Very, very, very good watchable game, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, and then
I mean, it's almost as if you listen to the community and not make bullshit live service games that don't offer anything, you might be successful, but what do I know? You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, it's weird.
What do I know as a game purchaser? I know.
I mean, look, man, why don't they just, look... Look to No Man's Sky. How many times I gotta say this on the fucking pod, man? Look at that. They've been releasing how many free updates for how long, and they're still doing it because they just listen to people and they go, this is what people want, and they do it, and it fucking goes gangbusters, and they get more and more sales, and they're not worried about anything.
People be talking about it. It's a good time. Oh, boy. Yeah.
I don't have anything to say about TikTok because I don't give a fuck about TikTok.
No. Neither do I. I don't have one. I don't want one. I don't understand people's obsession with it. I mean, I'm an adult, so I see TikTok videos later, like 2 days later on Instagram.
Yes, you do.
Same.
But, you know, I don't care. That whole thing is stupid. And, you know, I just wanted that to be there so I could say, Kotick.
Yep. I mean, I need Kotick to save it, actually, because... I'm sorry. I need Kotick to save it because TikTok kind of pays my bills. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure he'll find a way to fuck that up, and then you'll be laid off, and then you'll be like, fuck Kotick.
Don't predict that shit. All right, just maybe his microtransactions will work, and then it'll be easier for me. How about that,
And then you'll be laid off.
Jesus Christ.
Next episode, we're going to come back and be like, and the NPC Gaming Podcast has laid off Anthony Fuentes.
No, it's just going to be like, it now is going to cost you a lot more money just to listen to the NPC Gaming Podcast. We have to pay some bills. Yeah,
corporate sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to save TikTok for Kotick.
Mm-hmm. You get that microtransaction. Every quick bit's going to cost you a little bit, you know? If you don't pony up for it, so
hey, relax over there, Activision.
sorry. I see Kotick's name, and I can't help but think of these weirdo fucking ideas. But yeah, very, very quick bits right there. So cool. Not too many this week. I think it's gonna be one of them lull times until the summer stuff starts ramping up next month for sure. So we got some shit talking to do and some praising to do. So a nice little mix here. But we're gonna start with the shit.
Let me take the shit talking.
I knew you were gonna take it. Go for it. You take it, please. News time, baby. News time.
Nintendo, it feels like a broken record at this point, but Nintendo is going after the modding community once again. So a couple episodes ago, we talked about how they're taking down the Yuzu emulator, and then Dolphin a couple episodes before that. And now they're going after Garry's Mods on Steam. So Garry's Mods is removing 20 years worth of Nintendo's related content after a series of DCMA takedowns from the console maker. This was initially thought to be a ruse from a troll who pretended to be, or I'm sorry, who pretends to represent Nintendo's legal team, until it was confirmed by Valve, who some time ago had issues with Nintendo regarding the Dolphin emulator as well. So, yeah, not surprised. You know, Nintendo's like just in the business of just fucking themselves and being about 10 years behind the times, current times, but yeah, you know.
I don't think they'll ever embrace mods. It's just never going to happen.
Well, fuck you, because I have Donkey Kong as a tank in my Left 4 Dead, and I'm never removing that, so Nintendo could come for me. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, shit. I kind of think that's pretty dope, actually. It really is as a tank?
I never showed you the video?
No, I want to see that.
You know how in Left 4 Dead the tank music comes on?
Yeah.
It's the Donkey Kong music that comes on.
Oh, my God.
And then...
Okay.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong.
Yep. And then he throws barrels of bananas at you.
Bro.
And it's just big-ass Donkey Kong. He just gets all up in your face and just runs at you. And then I made Diddy Kong the... what the hell is his name?
Is it Jockey?
Yeah, the Jockey.
Diddy's the Jockey. I knew it. Oh, man. It's a shame. Millions of people are not going to have that kind of fun anymore.
Fuck them. I already downloaded it. I can't take it off my computer.
Well... I just want to add a little quick news slash question slash story to this. So you guys heard about that Delta game emulator, right?
Oh, yeah, the iPhone one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got 4.9 stars out of 5, 13,000 out of 13,000 ratings. It's the number one app like across the board, and you can play pretty much everything on it. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Nintendo's going to go after them now, too. Yeah,
they already said they
are. I think they're already, they're already kind of pissed. God.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, dude. No fundo is at it again. Way to go, Quinn. No fundo.
Fondue, yeah. No,
yep.
Fondue's good. No fundo.
Instead of having all these open source tools for the community to enjoy your games, they're going to make it to where you have to subscribe to their little online-only subscription where they have the power to remove the games whenever you want. And you can't even mod them how you want. So have you seen? There's like fucking 10 Pokemon games that are like modded to hell, and they're all new games. Like, people made a Pokemon MMO in the old GBA style.
Yes,
wow, and that was made through mods. Like, it's crazy that they just don't want people to have fun.
Yeah, well, it's like they have a walled garden approach. They're like same thing with like iPhones. It's the same thing. They're like, you can put your thing here, but like, you want the fucking blue bubble, you're gonna have to use this fucking shit. Like, that's very, very particular. Which, I mean, they're still alive, so I guess it kind of works for them. But, you know, not having Donkey Kong as a downloadable fucking tank anymore, that does kind of suck.
Nah, fuck them. I'm still having it.
No, dude, keep it on. Keep it on.
It's downloaded on my computer. Fuck them. It's all disconnected online. I don't give a shit.
They're like, I'll upload that shit back to the internet. Fuck off. No, we are not pirates.
You know what? And I even did, like a double fuck you, because I'm fucking Disneyland too, because my brother-in-law showed me how to download like a whole new map in Left 4 Dead called Splash Mountain. So it's like literally the campaign at Disneyland where you have to ride Splash Mountain, and it's Left 4 Dead style.
Well, you watch out for the mouse, dude. The mouse will fuck you up. Nintendo's gonna be...
Well, James don't work for them anymore, so I don't have to worry about it. That's why I can talk about it now.
Sorry, what?
Oh my gosh. All right, well, James, would you like to cover this next news bit?
Sure. Fallout is popular.
Oh, shit.
Fallout is popular. Fallout at Amazon is now the second most viewed series on the platform, and with that, the games have gotten very popular as well. There are almost no physical copies of Fallout 4 left. Fallout 76 reached over a million concurrent players in a single day, and there is a queue to download Fallout New Vegas on PSN. All this just as Season 2 of the series has now been confirmed. Motherfucking discuss this.
I mean, I've I've been on this.
Yeah, I know we all have. Honestly, I'm very happy that people are now playing Fallout New Vegas. But, well, I mean, I know they're stuck in the queue, but I'm glad they're playing that now, because that is just the magnum opus of the Fallout games. And I'm happy that people are getting into it now after the show.
Yeah.
Alex finally finished, so we won't... We're not going to say spoilers here just yet. I don't think we should. But all in all... Well, first I want to get his rating, but because he knows where we stand. It's 5 out of 5 for me, 5 out of 5 for Fwen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what say you, Alex? What's your rating for this show, this video game adaptation?
5 out of 5. It's weird. Like, this is what I was going to talk about too, is the fact that, like, you gotta look at the two top ones right now is The Last of Us and Fallout, mm-hmm. right? I think they're both 5 out of 5, and I don't mm-hmm. think one is better than the other, simply because Last of Us was an adaptation of the video game story, right? It took the video game story and adapted it to TV very well. And
prestige TV, that's right.
Yeah. So, but Fallout is unique because they're making it almost like a video game sequel in regards to it takes place in the same universe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And after the games.
Yeah. Yeah. So that to me is unique because it literally fit right in there. It's not some bullshit ass Halo fucking alternate universe or alternate reality fucking, you know, stupid ass retelling of the story that makes no sense and no one even likes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a straight up just here's Fallout 5 almost in a way, you know, like this could be a game.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really took the franchise and really did their homework, Jonathan Nolan, shout out, on the source material, and really made it their own, but in a way that didn't bastardize or change what makes Fallout so good. Mm-hmm. And all the nuanced ideals that, like, between the Vault Dwellers and then everybody on the surface and everything, is like, it's just so good. And obviously, again, for people that play the games, there's a lot of nods to the games, and, like, I won't say what they are. There's a big one towards the end that I kind of freaked out about. We'll talk about it after. But, it's just they really did something special with it, and I'm so glad people are now cluing into this franchise.
The games in particular. Like, this is a gameplay style that I think a lot of people aren't really familiar with nowadays. Like, most games are very kinetic, very quick. Yeah. But, like, I think the show sold the universe enough. People want more of this universe, and that's why 76 and 4 in particular are the most contemporary ones, but they're also really good examples of what makes Fallout Fallout.
Excuse me.
Like, 76 is like the Fallout gameplay in its purest form, and Fallout 4 is like the full Fallout experience, story, side quests, like what they get out of the show, they're going to get out of 4 as well. Which is it's going to be just more content for everybody. It's fantastic.
And it's the most modern one too. Like, Nate hasn't played 4. He actually downloaded 76 on the PlayStation, and he's already like 6 hours into that with his friends. So
damn.
And that's what I was like. I was like, just watching him play, and he's never, you know, he never played a Fallout before. But on 76, you know, in the beginning, he was like, oh god, there's so much talking. They're talking to me so much. But then, like, 2 hours into it, he's sitting there listening to the NPCs now, and, like, you know, like, listening to the quest. I didn't say anything, and I was just like watching him play with his buddies, and they're all, you know, it's the multiplayer version of Fallout, but I'm just gonna let him get his, like, kicks on that. But I told him, you know, to download 4 next, try it out, because it's the most modern one.
Mm-hmm.
But he was asking me about New Vegas, because he saw me playing it, and he asked, he's like, why does everyone say that New Vegas is the best one? And I told him, I'm like, well, it's just, you know, it just is. It has everything, but, you know, play the other ones first and see, because New Vegas is a little dated. Like,
even I agree. Yeah.
When I'm playing it, but the gameplay is there still. Like,
The faction system, all this stuff, and, like, that's the stuff we're gonna. Oof. Ooh, I don't know.
Fallout Fallout 2, this is... Fallout is the only... Still the only franchise, the only series where I don't get... I don't feel bogged down or get bored with exploring.
Yes.
Because there's so much going on. It's such a crazy open world game that really... There's something to find that's worth it every single time. And I think it might be because of the simple fact that you're role-playing as somebody in a post-apocalyptic America and you have to find shit to survive. Mm-hmm. And they really do that well. And again, I feel like that's people getting into it now are finally experiencing like what a good like survival post-apocalyptic game is supposed to be like, because there's been a bunch that have come out since then and before, but they didn't really hit the mark. And Fallout is special in that because, again, you feel, at least for me when I'm playing it, like I lose time. It's one of the only games that makes me lose time, lose hours, because I'm just like, damn, like 2 hours just passed and I was just rifling through the trash trying to find shit, like
right. Yep. But it has like environmental storytelling where you're just like, you know, you're seeing like, wow, yeah, that skeleton's there and there's a lot of drugs next to it. I don't think, yeah, Raiders got him. Like, little, yeah, things, yeah, like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm glad more people are going to, like, are open to that now compared to before. Like, yeah, that's a good experience worth having for a lot of folks, I think, that most games can't deliver on. Like, most really, yeah, really can't.
Yeah. It's like Skyrim, you know, took the world by storm when it came out, and it's, mm-hmm, been ported to every fucking device imaginable now. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I was always, you know, a big proprietor for Fallout 3 because that was the one I distinctly remember. I 100% completed it, got all the achievements on the 360 and all that shit. And that was because that was my first Fallout. Mm-hmm. But even more so, it was like the only experience I ever had with that type of game before that was Oblivion. And I was like, all right, it's cool. But then like James said, it's just something about that Fallout ambiance and environment where you're just like, holy shit, like, there's a row of cars here and, you know, like, I'm just going to look at them and the next thing you know, you're getting fucking chased by a mutant or something. And then, mm-hmm, just those, that little tick of, oh, there's something on my compass. Let me go look at it. And then next thing you know, 2 hours go by because you fucking just ended, yeah, up in an abandoned school or some shit, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So,
yeah. There was one of the coolest things that ever happened playing Fallout 3 was there was a crashed alien craft and... And it had, mm-hmm, it was a unique laser gun that you could pick up, but it only had like 150 bullets. Yep. And that's just one of those things. It's like you see the skeleton, the alien, it's crashed, and you find that gun, but you can never find ammo the rest of the time. And again, that's just something that's unique and special to Fallout itself in that they're really trying to immerse you in the whole, like, this is it. Like you're trying to survive. And, you know, getting the radiation when you eat food or drink the water or whatever, getting bit by the animals gives you radiation and you have to balance healing yourself while getting rid of your radiation. It's like, you, yeah, know, no other game does it as well as Fallout did and does. And yeah, it's a really unique RPG that really pulls you in. And, you know, that's what made the story of the show so good too, because I really felt like we're in the game, right, while watching it. I'm like, yeah, this is just, I felt like if I had a controller, I'm like, yeah, this is another Fallout game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they knocked it out of the park with just not trying to, oh, well, we're going to take it, but we're either going to modernize it or we're going to try to do something different. It's like, why? This formula works. This is what people love. You don't need to do anything different with it. And like, they made their own unique story within the Fallout universe in the show,
and great characters, by the way.
Yeah, great, fantastic characters. Even like just characters that you're that the main characters pass by, you're just like, yeah, this is Fallout.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I guarantee you that if I just thought about that when you said American, I mean modernizing, whatever, I was like, if those fucking whoever did, or the Paramount people that did the Halo show, if they would have got the Fallout license, they would have like made Fallout like in modern time America and have no,
oh, for sure,
have, mm-hmm, no ties back to that futuristic 50s era that yeah, made it good, you know? Mm-hmm. And the music, and dude, like the music is straight from the game and all, yeah, that, like the vibe is there, right? In Halo season 1, there was no Halo music in there whatsoever at all. Like, mm-hmm, zero. And it's like, all right, cool. Tragic, thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Tragic, man.
Yeah, again, that's just another thing that they paid attention to is they added, like, the 50s doo-wop music to make you feel like you're more immersed in it because that's all you hear when you're playing the games. If you have the any of the radio stations on, that's what you hear. And that's just another specific thing they paid attention to that they brought in from, you know, and like you just said, Alex, like if they would have like, oh, well, we're going to make it current music or like music from the 90s. And like, that's when the bombs dropped. And it's like, why? Why do that? You don't need to do that.
I saw the sun. Like, come on, guys.
And I said, what's going on? But yeah. No, man, I'm super happy. I'm super happy for the Fallout franchise. We've been fans of this franchise for a long time. We played most of the games. You know, we rant and rave about Fallout New Vegas all the time. So I'm super happy that people are going to experience that story.
Yes.
And then, you know, I'm just happy. I'm really happy for it. And going back to what you said earlier, Alex, about how, you know, those are the Last of Us and Fallout are different, and you're right. It's not that one is better than the other, but I just, you know, I love the Last of Us series, and we talk about it all the time too.
Yeah, lots of praise.
Fallout is more in my wheelhouse. Fallout is more special to me, and what they did with it is absolutely unique and incredible. So hats off to them.
Hats off. And real quick, just so you know how important Fallout is to me, I got some evidence right here. I looked at my playtime. My most played game ever is Fallout 4. You want to know how many hours I've played in Fallout 4 since its launch?
Fallout 4, the OG one, not even the next gen version.
Yep, next gen I only got like 4 or 5 hours. What do you think, OG?
I'm going to go with like, no, I'm going to go way high. I'm going to go like 275.
No, I don't know if I can calculate that. You say 275?
Yeah.
I got 34 days and 19 hours.
Jeez. What is that?
Can you look that up,
Jamie?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see.
24 times 34.
Dude, 800 what? 800 hours. Are you kidding me?
Jesus.
You turned over every fucking leaf in the game, dude?
Bro,
Jesus.
You know, I built with the fucking settlement system. I built like a fucking business, like a civilization. But also, I cracked every fucking corner of that game. I'm going to do it again. Fucking do it again. Because it's that good of a game.
I'm really happy that it took me this long not to finish it. Because now we have the next gen update. And, you know, we'll get into that a little bit later. But,
Yeah, just one last thing for the Amazon Prime stuff is that I'm actually, after Fallout, I'm actually hyped for their God of War series. And I was really, really nervous at that. I know it's probably still in the very early stages and all that shit, but, like, you know, if they did Fallout this good, I have, you know, I'm hyped for God of War. Because I think that if they can do Fallout, then, you know, the God of War one should be good too, but... We'll wait and see.
They have big shoes to fit into. Yeah,
They have big shoes to do stuff with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like they learned their lesson deeply from Lord of the Rings, which was a shit show from what I hear. You know, you guys know I'm not a big Lord of the Rings person, so I didn't care to watch it. It looked stupid, and I heard nothing but terrible things about it. And they threw all this money at it. And for what? And then now it's like, dude, you don't need to do something new. Lord of the Rings is like, dude, it's already there. You don't need to mess with that. It was perfect how it was. And they're like, nah, we're going to try something different. Look what happened. So, you know, lesson learned there, Amazon Studios.
Respect the source material. How about that?
That too.
But
catch them outside. How about that?
How about that? Fucking Todd Howard. Come on, bro. Like, actually, so we got one more thing on Fallout that we got to talk about because this is the headlining story in our leaky rumor mill. And this just dropped yesterday. So definitely want to touch on it. But because of, like, listeners have heard how much we're praising this shit right now. It's a great, great program. And it's a great series. And Microsoft sees this. So Microsoft wants Fallout 5 and they want it fast. Now, of course, coming off the heels of Amazon's successful Fallout TV show, Microsoft is reportedly super aware of the demand for a new game and how successful that game would be. So right now, one of the main things they're doing is actually considering giving the series to another developer, with Bethesda's blessing, of course, as Bethesda works on Elder Scrolls 6. So, in accordance to who it would be, we're not 100% sure yet, but basically, it's pretty much confirmed that Fallout 5 is being fast-tracked right now. One contender might be Obsidian, who did work on Fallout New Vegas, but they are currently working on Avowed, wrapping that up for the release this year, and concurrently with The Outer Worlds 2, which should be in the next year or two. So, if they're open, I'm down. But for Fallout 5, guys, who do you think can take this shit?
Man.
That's a tough one, dude, because it's got to be in Microsoft's wheelhouse.
Well, like, Outer Worlds, the first one was kind of whatever, like...
It was super whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like, are they really going to, like, let that... You know, I know Obsidian did do New Vegas, but it's like, is it even the same team? Is it just Obsidian by name? I don't know. I haven't looked into it too much. But
I feel like Outer Worlds 2 was hit by, like, a tiny budget, too, like, compared to Fallout.
So, and maybe they'll, like, delay Outer Worlds 2 and give Obsidian back New Vegas. I don't know.
I hope so, dude. Honestly, yeah. If they got the same devs, then that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know who else would be able to do justice to the franchise. I mean
Gearbox, maybe? But
no, they're owned by fucking Take-Two now, though.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
I just don't... They have their own unique style that I think wouldn't translate to, like, Fallout. I don't know,
man. What about Machine Games, the Wolfenstein folks?
They're more serious.
Id Software did work on Fallout 4.
That's true. Didn't they fix the shooting?
Yes. Or what did they... Yes, they actually fixed the gameplay mechanics quite a bit. And honestly, Id Software is pretty good with their, like, visual environmental storytelling too.
Yeah, but they don't have a lot of experience with open world games, which is concerning.
That's a very good point.
RPGs mm-hmm. too. Yeah,
yeah, or mm-hmm. RPGs. Yeah.
Yeah, because the Doom system's very simple comparatively to something
like you think of Fallout, you don't think of cocaine induced FPS like Doom.
I mean, maybe with some jet. I don't know, dude. With some buff out, you get a little Doom gameplay right there.
I don't know, man.
I see it as the next season of Fallout is probably not going to happen until 2024, early 2026 at the earliest, right? It's going to be a little bit of a wait because that's an expensive show, and Nolan's going to take his time and make it right. So I sense that, but I know Microsoft's going to want something to at least build to while that show is coming out. So I can see them fast-tracking it to someone and maybe recruiting some of the OG team members that probably aren't at Obsidian right now, you know, that are just out there freely.
I think what sounds more than likely is like a remaster of 3 and or New Vegas. Like, to me, that sounds a little bit more likely.
I think that was already in contention from one of the previous rumors that we had.
Yeah. So think of that. It would be a hell of a lot easier to fast track a remake or a remaster than it would be to build a whole new game from the ground up.
Fallout 3 and Fallout 4's engine, what?
What about?
Okay.
hear me out here. Hear me out. What about the team from 2K that did BioShock?
Oh, that's Ken Levine. Ken Levine. Yeah. He's already doing his own fucking game.
That
I don't care what he's doing. I'm just saying they give him Fallout 5 and he says yes. Work with me here, people.
Well, he does have one game he's doing. So maybe if that's a success or it's not, maybe they can scoop him up. That might not be a bad.
I'm just saying.
And Microsoft's kind of, as long as they don't put fucking the people who did Redfall or whatever it is, don't put them on there.
Oh, you're fucking, your boys over there at, what the fuck are they called? Arkane? No. Arkane Studios?
Arkane. Shit, yeah. No, actually, but Arkane did do Dishonored, which is good.
Yeah, but that was before.
I don't know, man. Yeah,
that was before.
That's tough, because Arkane, they might, if they get Bethesda's engine and they're good at game design, except, but yeah, Arkane really, or Redfall really fucked them.
Let's just get weird, dude. Quantic Dream, do it.
Oh, wow. those fucking dialogue trees, huh? That'd be something else.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
I need heavy rain in the post-apocalyptic world is what I need.
No, get them to do the dialogue trees and the quests, and then get Id Software to do the fucking shooting.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Perfect. There we go.
Done. You heard it here.
Mm-hmm.
Book
mm-hmm.
it.
Open world, just get the Breath of the Wild team, baby. Just scoop them up.
Oh, my God. No. Nintendo won't let them come over there.
No, that's true. They're fucking be all
but, kinds. Okay, so what location would you want the next one to be in?
Oh, good question. Fuck.
California.
Auto Sports.
I've actually always wanted a Los Angeles Fallout, like 3D one, because I know the earlier games were set on the West Coast. And it'd be nice to have them back here again, but also I would like them to do something unique, too.
Yeah, it was like, what, Boston and Washington area for mm-hmm. 3 and 4? Mm-hmm. And then Vegas was...
Well, 4, desert. Yeah, 3 and 4 is still the same East Coast, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Fuck it, go to Texas, dude. Fuck it, let's see how Texas.
Dude, there's no buildings in Texas. It's just gonna look like regular Texas, dude. It's gonna look like regular ass Texas.
I mean, if they did like California, they should just do like the whole Pacific Northwest. And
yeah,
do, like, Oregon and Washington mixed in with California. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, like San Francisco area up there.
Yeah.
I would say Detroit, but like it's just gonna look like regular Detroit. Yeah, it's gonna look like regular Detroit.
In the D.
You're like, wow, it already looks like Fallout over here. Interesting. Well, I don't know. Maybe they don't do it in the U.S. No, but it's a very U.S. commentary-based kind of series, so.
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, but then it would be unique to get, like, the communist side of it, you know? They've never done...
Yeah.
Like, the European/Russian side, like Fallout in Russia? Or is that just Metro? Well,
yeah, that's Metro, basically.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to keep the same kind of storyline, and then you're a U.S. defector and you're living in Europe or something, and then, you know, the bombs are dropped and then you're dealing with that, or maybe somebody in Europe and you see the bombs dropped and you're just like, oh fuck, this is not good, and then you have to live through. I don't know, something like that.
I got one more. Fallout Florida. Give me the goddamn theme parks. Too.
No, dude, all I don't the want fucking radioactive gators everywhere.
Yeah, dude, fucking radioactive gators everywhere. That'd be awesome. Yeah, all the mutants have giant asses because they fucking... Fallout 5, Florida. Book it, dude.
Jesus
Christ. Wait. I don't think they've done this, but what if they just did Fallout New York?
Shit.
Yeah.
That's a good one, James. Fuck, I didn't think about that at all.
Yeah, you know, skyscrapers that are still yet to, like, go level by level, you know, and all that. You're in a condensely packed city,
you
know.
You can also have, like, upstate New York and, like, you know, all that, like, stuff next to it, too, and then, like, Rhode Island and shit, so, or Staten Island. So, like,
And then, so it would be connected because, like, Boston's sort of right there, too, so you can still kind of, you know.
Flipadelphia.
Flipadelphia.
No, I'm with it. That's a very good idea. I think that's my number one contender. Give me Fallout
Canada.
It's just gonna be the same shit. Boy, that's a lot of snow. Oh my god, I modded. Okay, we'll talk about what we're playing coming up. We'll see. And then real quick, let's just move on to because this is a very Fallout Nintendo hate centric episode. We got our quick Ubisoft bit now. Who wants this one?
I'll do it because I found it.
All right. Sure.
So Far Cry 7 may have found its main villain.
Oh, shit.
But a little bit of a twist here. So a Twitter leaker is doing a little bit of flip-flopping in regards to the next Far Cry 7 villain. I'm sorry. I was looking too far ahead there.
Villain.
Originally, the leaker posted a picture suggesting that Mr. Oppenheimer himself, Killian Murphy, would be in the game. Hey. However... 12 hours later, he clarified his earlier leak and said he never said it would be Killian Murphy. The image means something else. So the image was Killian Murphy, a bomb that had 72 hours on it, a fucking like big crab, and then I think an explosion on the last one. So that was his leak.
Hmm.
And people are saying another part of this little leak is that people are actually saying it's probably the gameplay mechanic. Because they also leaked that, or it's heavily rumored that there's going to be like a fucking time limit.
Oh, which, okay.
You have to save your family in 72 hours or the game's over, which I don't want a Far Cry game like that, but okay.
Do you have to, Ocarina and play the Song of Time backwards and go back to the beginning of the fucking game?
No, it's Ubisoft, so you're going to have to buy the DLC to set the time back.
Shit, dude.
Far Cry 7, the first day begins.
Yep. Dawn of the final day. Ah, fuck, I'm still killing the goddamn deers.
I don't know. I think this is a... I think this is all just bullshit because Killian seems a little too high maintenance for Ubisoft to grab there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not Maybe. With you on that one. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Although he seems like he'd be the perfect Far Cry villain, honestly. Like yeah. He would kick ass.
Yeah. A little craziness there, but I don't know. Nothing's touched 3 for me so far.
Yeah.
Villain-wise. Mm-hmm. 5 was good, but the villain he needed a little to be desired. He was, I don't know.
He started off strong and then ended up just being kind of repetitive, I think.
Yeah.
And 3, was it Voss?
Voss. The dude from Nacho.
Breaking Bad. Better Call Saul, yeah.
Sick ass fool.
Dude, yeah, Voss is the shit. That's one of the best gaming villains of all time right there.
Yeah, he was cool. Mm-hmm. And then I haven't played 6 too much to really get a feel for the boy Gustavo there.
Mm-hmm.
Giancarlo. But, I was hyped for him, but then, like, when I started playing 6, I'm like, yeah, I don't like this.
It's too slow.
equipping armor and shit. I just want to shoot things.
Yeah, that's where 5 was really good, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. I mean, they have a history to go down.
Yeah. All right,
making good villains.
All right, Far Cry, step up. Fucking Ubisoft, like, you know, we can only play so many Assassin's Creed. We need something else. Ugh. Well, James, anything on Far Cry or not?
I mean, cool. I don't know. I going back to what I said about open world games, Far Cry is just not that game that gets me excited about open world, so I don't care.
Yeah.
I started 6, but I haven't got really far into it, and it's probably going to be a while before I revisit it, so.
Yeah, I am playing better open world games, you know? So like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go to our win of the month, which we've already talked about very extensively. So I'm actually going to combine it with our what are you playing? Because we're all playing the same shit. So gaming win of the month and what we're playing. Fallout in general is our very obvious gaming win of the month. And we are all fucking playing. What is it, guys?
Fallout 4?
Fallout 4 next gen update.
Next gen fucking update, baby.
That's not entirely true because I'm playing New Vegas too, but okay.
Yeah, I have New Vegas downloaded actually also. So, I'm with you on that one. But yeah, just to start off, again, we've just heaped so much praise on Fallout. Like, I just cannot recommend fans enough, or even just casuals. I've met a couple casual people also that watched it and they loved it. It's just good TV. It's just good TV. And Fallout 4 Next Gen Update is a good fucking update for me, because this game has never played smoother. I've played how many fucking hours did I tell you guys up there? Over 800 hours? Yep. Like, I've done as much as I can with this fucking game. It's never played this good, and I modded the shit out of it. My Fallout right now, it's winter in Boston. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of pine trees, all these new different enemies around, new weapons, backpacks, all this shit. Like, it's a pretty populated game on mine. And I already put 6 hours in it without even realizing it, and I feel like I just started this bitch up. So, yeah, Fallout wins. Fallout wins. How about you guys?
I probably got double that, probably like 12 hours in, because I haven't stopped playing it, but unlike you, I don't fucking mod the hell out of it, so it's not Fallout 4 anymore.
Hey,
but
I played how many of those hundreds of hours of regular Fallout 4? I need to switch it up sometimes, all right?
You know what? Whatever, dude. You go and play the next gen update finally, and then you're like, you know what? I'm just gonna add a bunch of shit in here.
Yeah, because I can handle it now.
Terrible. The only thing that the only mod I've been trying to find is the one that makes the base building go away, because I fucking hate it. But that's the only one I've been trying to find.
You're like, fuck you, Mama Murphy.
Yeah, I made her chair, and I'm like, here's drugs. Like, OD already. Tell me what's going on.
Jesus.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's fucked up.
Anyway, no, yeah, I'm just playing regular. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm cheating if I put mods on, which I know they're just, a lot of them are just quality updates, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm playing it as is. It runs really smooth. I've only had it crashed once, but I'm not really experiencing any other issues but that. Well, one of the greaser guy that you have to build the sanctuary up with.
Oh, yeah.
He bugged up to the roof and I can't reach him to finish my quest, but other than that, it's going fine.
Just fall asleep, he'll come back down, don't worry.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I'm waiting on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not modding mine yet either, but I am playing it on the Steam Deck, which it plays very well to like a portable type. And then I've been playing New Vegas on my Steam Deck for like the past couple months, so I'm getting farther in that. But Yeah, the next gen update just feels nice, man. Just to have that that smoothness, that next gen type of look to it a little bit, makes it look a little prettier. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I haven't played Fallout 4 in like 2 years, but man, I'm falling right back into it. It's like a little fucking glove.
The load times is my favorite.
Yep.
Oh my god, yeah, finally.
It's so quick now, I know. Because before I'm like, god damn, dude, I'm just sitting there waiting for it to load up to get into the damn game. And now it's like 3 seconds or less. I'm like, cool, sweet, let's go.
Yeah, my 800 hours, 300 of those are the loading screen for sure.
Yeah, basically.
That old Xbox One loading screen right there.
You can't even see the hints that it drops for you, because that's how fast it loads.
You're
what? Exactly. What is that? I'm like, wait.
So you guys
I'm like, wait, where are the death claws? God damn it.
When are the pancakes coming in the mail?
And then, speaking of death claws, did you guys hear what the internet's doing, on Reddit for new players in New Vegas asking for help?
Oh yeah!
Oh my god!
Are they just
spawning a bunch of death claws?
No,
they're telling them go. Oh, on your map, go ahead, and you want to go to this area called Quarry Junction.
Oh no! Man,
you guys are gonna find the greatest loot there. It's so good, and everyone's like, "Oh, thanks." And then 30 minutes later, they come back. Hey, fuck you! I can't even get over there.
Oh my god! As somebody who stumbled onto Quarry Junction very early in my first playthrough and stopped me from playing New Vegas for 3 months.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if that's where I went because I don't remember. I don't remember where it was, but I did run into one, and I let dog meat die so I could live. I was like, stay, and I just ran. And I heard him whimpering. And I was like, I'm sorry, bud.
Jesus Christ!
You had to get out of there, dude.
Do we want to talk about the season finale? Do you want to give a little spoiler alert or no?
No.
We should do a little mini episode on that, dude.
Yeah, we can do something. We can do a mini aside and talk about it and tell everybody it's going to be spoilers.
Fallout spoiler talk. I'm actually with that. All right.
Yep, and then it could be a picture of Fwen doing the thumbs up in Vault
Boy. Oh, fuck.
That could be the thumbnail.
I got to find one of my drunken pics from the Ren Faire. I'm sure it's in there somewhere, dude. Yep. Oh man, yeah. All right, well there we go. And then fail of the month. I'm gonna just run through this story real quick. There's this game called, I don't know if you guys heard of this story, Escape from Tarkov. It's like this first person MMO style game that is PvP and really hard to level up in, apparently. So they had a regular edition of the game and a $150 edition of the game. Now what ended up happening is later on, let me see, the game released, I can't remember when, but a little far back. But
yeah, it's an older game.
It's an old game. Now they have a new version that is $250, and it locks behind the PvE mode, which allows you to carry all your progress and weapons to the PvP. So that means you can game this bitch. You pay $250, you can grind to beat the shit out of everyone, in the all the peasants. And fans went crazy on this fucking dev team. They went hard. So the dev team has been negotiating with fans well, what if the 150 people, you can temporarily do it when we finish getting out of beta and all that. So this is pay to win, squeeze your fan bullshit that this developer deserves no goodwill from the fans anymore. So I want to highlight these pieces of shit. They try to upcharge their people who have already invested many, many hours into the game. And this is the kind of scummy practices that, get your studio shut down. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, Escape from Tarkov. One of the biggest stories right now, actually dropping even on Phil DeFranco, they fucking cover this because it's just scummy shit. Learn from Fallout and Helldivers 2. Just give us good stuff, man. That's my fail. All right, what you guys got?
Mine are just more layoffs. It's just sad. Sad to talk about, sad to report, sad to read.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. We don't know what's going to happen with the gaming industry with all these layoffs in the coming months / year, whatever. But it sucks. I feel for the people that are being laid off in this manner. And I'm hoping in the same way that the film and TV industry bounced back after going on strike, I hope that something similar happens for all of the hardworking game developers.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they can bounce back. And I hope that... these layoffs turn into something more fruitful in the sense that it teaches the asshole investors to take their foot off the gas with just trying to get everybody to add more monetization to games. In the same way that the loot boxes kind of fucked over the gaming industry and they had to learn the hard way. I hope that happens to them now. And all of these stupid live service games and all these extra additions for extra money. I hope it fucking blows up in their faces yet again. And it leads to people getting their jobs back and more quality games being released.
Yeah, I hope the good games that don't do this shit are the ones that get rewarded. And that's that's what the industry sees going forward, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, Spider-Man 2.
Helldivers 2. Fallout 4 again.
Fallout 4 again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Cordova?
Nintendo being Nintendo, you know. Yeah. Just can't, they can't accept it, man. Just, it's, you can go wipe everything off the internet, but why would you want to do that? Because then you're going to have some, there's people that can't afford to buy your fucking consoles and your games, or they hear about these old games that they can't play easily because, you know, your fucking little bullshit virtual console. I mean, you have, if we could buy, or if we can have the games to buy, I can get it, right? But you don't. You have to subscribe to their family service, and then once you subscribe, if you stop subscribing, you can't play the games anymore. So it's just, yeah.
But we won't do that because we're a family.
Oh, well, yeah, we are. and we are in no way, shape, or form totally working that system, guys.
No, not at all. No,
yeah,
not,
we are totally living under the same roof.
Definitely don't crack down on that. He's actually, what he really means is he's praising Nintendo, and you shouldn't take any action.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, I mean, I've talked about it for the past couple of years when I was like, kind of, like, not about the PC gaming, and then I got a PC, and I started seeing all these mods that people are doing. It's just the creativity, man, of these people that can make, you know, just for example, Fallout. Fallout has so many mods on the PC where someone actually combined Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas.
Yes.
And, like, I think it's called The Wasteland or something.
A Tale of Two Wastelands.
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. I have not played that, but every modding forum that I look at, or every, you know, modding manager that I look at, that is like one of the highest rated mods made by the team. And it's like, it's almost like a whole fucking brand new game that you can just download.
Because so, it's intertwined incredibly well from what I understand.
Yeah, so there's that. And then earlier, like I mentioned, I mean, there's so many people that made ROMs of their own Pokemon games that combined, like, you know, fucking kind of did what Nintendo did in Silver and Crystal, you know, combined Gold and Silver and Red and Blue, but they'll combine, like, Gold, Red, and fucking, like, what was the next one? Sapphire, or like, I forgot what
the Emerald and shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they'll combine, like, three of them together and say, oh, here's a huge new game that you can collect, you know, fucking 500 Pokemon. So, you know, it's just the fact that we're losing that because people, you know, because Nintendo just, I guess, wants money. I don't know if it's, they don't like people playing the games for free or whatever, but if they can give us a Pokemon MMO, I'll shut my mouth, but they haven't, and they never will.
I don't think they will. Yeah, well, there you go. Those are a couple good fails right there. All right, we're going to end it on a sour note, but hey, Fallout's good. Yep. Fallout's good. More Fallout. Yeah. We'll do a special spoiler-centric Fallout episode. Actually, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I really want to talk about that fucking finale. Is goddamn. Cordova, what'd you rate the finale before we fucking leave?
The finale, I thought it was 5 out of 5. I liked it. Like, the whole, I mean, it's like, I knew that it was gonna be big, but, like, yeah, just at the end, you know, like, that really capped it off for me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the boy Walton Goggins, of course, like, he fucking scene stealer in every.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Especially in that finale. Ooh.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, so, man. It's setting up a lot of threads for season two, which we will definitely talk about next time. So, or in between the time, we'll fucking see. All right, guys. That's it. This is the NPC Gaming Podcast. You'll catch us again in 2 weeks, mid-May. There's probably going to be a lot more news. And then, of course, we may do a Fallout spoiler breakdown if y'all want to hear our thoughts on that fantastic TV show that we already gushed over for, I think, 50% of this episode. So, this has been a production of the Horrible People's Network. I am Anthony Fuentes. I co-host the Horrible People's Podcast. You can find me there at HORRBLE People's Podcast on Instagram. We are covering the Monster May coming up. So that means I will be doing an episode on the cinematic masterpiece of the 90s starring Ice Cube and J-Lo called Anaconda. That's right. Wow.
Oh my god! I just got a flashback of the John Voight.
Yep, that's that. Yep, that John Voight fucking gif.
Oh, so good.
Oh, anyways, James, where can people find you?
Now I'm stuck thinking about John Boyd.
Pretend I did made that look to you after I said that.
I don't want to. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that movie's terrible. Anyway, you can find me on the Horrible People's Network, as well as part of a live D&D campaign called Turning Tables Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod. It's a lot of fun. Go give us a listen. We are going to be recording a new episode fairly soon. We are all busy and life happens. Mm-hmm. I also have my own solo podcast called The Retired Mosher Podcast. You can find me on all podcast platforms. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod. I have finally recorded the fifth episode. It's taking me a very long time to do so. I'm currently editing it, and it will hopefully be out later on this week or a few days past when this episode comes out. I don't know when, but sometime soon. So go give me a listen. Go give me a follow. Give me 5 stars. And yes.
Fucking John Voight. All right, Cordova, what you got?
Sorry, I got the John Voight thing again, too. I pictured John Voight, but given the fucking Vault Boy thumbs up, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, dude. Photoshop it. Photoshop it on your fucking page.
Yeah. No, I have my gaming Instagram that I'm still working on these clips. But, yeah, Big Bang Cordova, all one word. And I occasionally help out the Horrible People's Podcast with their gaming episodes here and there. Me and James get on that with them, so.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And it's there, too.
And James gets on the trashy ones also, which, if you want to go on Anaconda, James, just let me know. It's fucking garbage.
Jeez. I'll let you know.
All right. Anyway, trash month in May, baby. So, yeah. All right, that's it, guys. See you in maybe next week for Fallout, but most likely in a couple weeks anyways. Have a good one. Peace.
Later.